What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. And we're going to take a phone call from Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. James Corbett cited a survey that said only 9% of Americans are in favor of war with Iran, and 37% are dead set against it. And with that in mind, he was mentioning, I agree with him, that it sets us up for a false flag, possibly in the Straits of Hormuz, you know, to try to change the attitude of Americans about going to war with Iran.
Well, that may be another reason why they're trying to shut down the independent media, because every time there's a false flag, we rip it apart.
Well, I would think Americans are should be getting wise to false flags by now, you know, because all the shooter false flags, you know, they didn't amount to any movement to take away all the guns, you know. So hopefully people are getting wise to that stuff. You know, they saw what happened in Iraq with the weapons of mass destruction. And I don't think they want to be fooled again.
No. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to mention
was... that, George Bush.
Is, when we were talking to Peter the other day, and he talked about his command and general staff study, and just the west side of... Just take the west side of the Straits of Hormuz in there. It would take three divisions, and that's a whole active Marine Corps. I mean, there's only three divisions on active duty in the Marine Corps, and that's the whole thing. It would take just for that west side of the Straits of Hormuz. So I don't think the generals are going to, you know, permit us going in and doing that. And, you know, I was an aviator in the military, and, you know, I dropped my share of, well, some Mark 82s, but I would not be opposed to Russia coming in and put S-400s in there. Now, that doesn't sound very good, but my motivation for saying that is it would be a deterrent. It would be deterrent against airstrikes going in and a deterrent against the war in general.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I'm sure that Russia understands that if the wars get going any more momentum, it could spin out of control, and we could have the whole world at war, and inevitably it's going to go nuclear, because I don't think the United States can win a conventional war against Russia and China. And on the day when our government realizes that, that's when they're going to start turning those little brass keys in the silos.
Yeah, and somehow the Israeli, neocons think that they're going to be immune from this. I just don't understand that logic.
Well, they've all got their bunkers. I mean, the government has been real good at building all kinds of underground bunkers for themselves and their buddies. They've reactivated the Greenbrier. They've got Mount Weather. They've got that other resort out there where the Supreme Court justices go. And yep. So they think that if it does get out of hand, they're just going to go on down and then come on back up 6 months later. The world will have a much smaller population and everything will just be hunky-dory, and they'll just start business up as usual. But
that's nice.
It's a pipe dream.
Yeah, when they come back up, they might get a rude awakening about reality, you know, because nothing's going to be here. I mean, good luck starting it over, you know. But
yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to have all kinds of seeds down there with them. But it is going to take a while. First of all, I can't imagine anybody in government actually knowing how to farm. So
no, but they're naive enough to think that they'll have somebody else do it. Anyway, that's about all I had, Mike. And I just want to make one little comment about last week. You forgot to ask the guy in Canada if he had any good jokes. I'm trying to think of his name.
Yeah, Mateus.
Mateus, right.
Yeah, I've gotten some emails about his jokes, and they're less than flattering. Anyway, yeah, listen, Terry, we're going to let you go.
Right. Okay.
And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I don't know. A few weeks ago, I didn't actually watch it on Fox, but I seen that on YouTube, an interview with Tucker Carlson and a former Special Forces colonel who said that he's worried about a false flag to start a war with Iran.
Yeah,
this is I gotta give Carlson credit because this guy is really he's pretty much more independent media than anything else for a mainstream media station like what I call the fake neocon news station of Fox, you know?
Yeah.
And I think people need to start listening. You know, one thing I remember when I was in the Army, and I'm sure it's throughout the military, because if you read books like Richard Marchenko, the best soldiers do not rise to general. They don't rise to flag rank with the Army and Navy or anything else. They come out as colonels, if they're lucky, in the Army. They come out maybe a captain, like Captain Marchenko, in the Navy. And as a matter of fact, he actually went to jail because of some of the things he did expose the Navy's incompetence. So he went to jail for about a year, Marchenko. So what I'm saying is this. These are the people we better start listening to because yes. Colonel Anthony Schaefer is another one. The guy who's no longer with us, who warned against the Iraq War when he one of the most decorated soldiers. I forget his name now. He was also a colonel, a lieutenant colonel. We better start listening to these people and start understanding.
Yes.
You're not going to have a... You know, I saw Trump today. I was at the gym. I saw him on TV talking to the military, you know, waving the sword, how strong we are, how tough we are, and this and that, even though he never served a day in the military himself. I was a drafter in Vietnam. But he doesn't understand, you know, he better start getting through his thick head. He has any hopes of becoming a president, not only a second term, but even becoming a well-liked president, all you got to do is get us into a war with Iran, okay? And that's going to go down to drink. And it's going to be bloody. I don't think Russia is going to get involved, you know, actively, because I think people are going to give the weapons to Iran.
I disagree, because Russia is feeling the encroachment and the encirclement, and I think Putin is going to handle Iran the same way that he handled Syria. Iran is going to ask Russia to come in and render assistance, and Russia will come on in as advisors or whatever. They'll certainly supply a lot of weapons. You know, but Putin, you know, he is a global statesman, and he's been trying to keep the U.S. war agenda under control. You know, he's the one who negotiated that agreement for Syria to give up its chemical weapons, which didn't stop the U.S. from invading anyway. Now Putin is looking at Iran, which signed that nuclear deal and surrendered their highly enriched uranium. And now the U.S. is getting ready to invade them again. So,
What I'm saying is I don't think he's going to actually be massive force. I think he's going to rather be smart. He's going to just sit back, and he's going to start arming the Iranians, which he's doing already.
Yes.
They're going to have those S-4, what do you call those, S-4 missiles?
He's going to give S-400. Them Well, the S-500 is coming online now, and my guess is that Iran would make a great place to field test those.
Mm-hmm. So what? And on top of that, he's going to probably give them guerrilla soldiers too, help them, you know, probably arm them with Chechenian contractors and others. And that's what's going to happen. It's just going to be a bloody mess for the U.S.
Yes,
and it's going to. It could well bring down this government as a whole. It certainly would finish off Trump. And I don't think a Democrat would be able to profit off of it because the Democrats are, if anything, pushing war more than anybody else these days. So
yes.
I think it would open the way for a third party. maybe a Cynthia McKinney, maybe even Alex Jones. Who knows? I mean, somebody, or maybe a Rand Paul running third party or something like that. The country is not going to follow.
Alex Jones has got the popularity and the numbers. He could run, and if he does, I will support him.
I would too. Absolutely.
Yep.
I don't agree with everything Jones is doing, but I agree with both. I think he's too much of a sycophant for Trump. I think he's got it. But I've heard lately he's starting to question Trump, that Trump's not doing enough about this, silencing of, he says conservative. It's not conservative voices, it's independent voices, because they're also shutting, and peace voice, by the way, they're throwing Ron Paul and his people off of a lot of these social media networks. Why? Because they want the public to be ready for their BS, whether it's going to be by a false flag or whatever else. But what I don't understand, it's not going to work this time. The people who are military age, who are ready to go into the military today, the young people, they don't get their news anymore from a corporate media. They get their news from all over the place. They don't buy a lot of this stuff. And that's where they're going to have to get their recruits. They're not going to get the recruits they need. And if they go to a draft, I said that to you before, they go to a draft, this country is going to tear itself apart, plain and simple. It's going to be worse than the Vietnam War. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
We're not going to let this happen. Trump better get through his thick head.
During Vietnam, there was basically the war. But in the current situation, we have all these wars all over the place. 7 officially acknowledged wars. Iran would be number 8. And the longer World War and World War II put together. And we're seeing our children come back from the war zones in boxes or in wheelchairs. We're watching all of this money just flowing out of our pockets to feed all this death and destruction while our country's infrastructure is just rotting away.
Well, another thing, too, is a lot of you don't see it in the corporate media, but if you look throughout the Internet, if you look at the comment section about Israel, how people are seeing through what's going on, we're not going to go to war for Israel, okay? I'm sorry, what? I think I lost you.
Okay, I don't know if it's... No, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, Twitch is acting twitchy. Yeah, I can hear you now. Twitch has been cutting in and out. I don't know if it's internet problems or what's going on, but apparently
maybe,
our connection's bogging down.
Maybe the deep state is listening
all right,
in.
So, all right, well, listen, Mark, I'm going to let you go here, and we're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates rejoining our network right now. Getting on back to local politics here, right here in Hawaii, Democratic State Representative Matt Lopresti was caught stealing his opponent's campaign handout off a person's door. He was caught on the home security video, he's basically running for the seat vacated by Will Espero, who's running for lieutenant governor. Matt has already publicly apologized, but we see a lot of this in campaigns. Remember in 2016, the Democrats were just running all over the place, stealing Trump signs left and right. You know, I know politics is dirty. It shouldn't be this dirty. And supposedly, the Federal Elections Commission exists to keep it from being this dirty. Now, over in North Carolina, their ferry system has suspended a boat captain and a crew member for 1 week without pay after they hoisted a flag supporting the re-election of President Donald Trump. And basically, one of the passengers on the ferry took a photo of the Trump 2020 flag flying on the mast, and it went viral. And so the North Carolina Department of Transportation launched an investigation. Now, again, freedom of speech, they have a right to hang the flag, but they do not own that ferry. And they did not have the permission of the ferry's owners to put that flag up there. So got to be very careful where you put those signs here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Global trade growth is starting to fall off. There's unease in the U.S. dollar funding market. And we're seeing a lot of dangerous messages coming out of the debt market. Apparently, credit card bankruptcies are skyrocketing. And we're headed to a major upset. We don't know where it's going to start, probably the bond market. But it's only a matter of time. They can't put this back together. Despite government propaganda, the reality is that too few Americans are working to keep this economy ticking along. The labor participation rate from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is in 62-63%. That's 62-63% of Americans willing and able to work. And most of those people who are not working are not counted for the unemployment numbers. They're recategorized as chronically unemployable. It's just a way of cooking the books, of making them invisible. But even CNN reported on this fact that we have, you know, almost 100 million Americans out of work, chronically out of work for months, if not years. Now, over in China, the PetroChina company is considering temporarily halting all purchases of U.S. liquefied natural gas spot cargoes through the winter to avoid potential tariffs amid a trade conflict between the U.S. and China. And under the plan, PetroChina would boost buying of spot cargoes from other countries or swap U.S. shipments with other nations in East Asia to avoid paying additional tariffs. So now America's liquefied natural gas industry is about to get thumped on the head. Now, whether it's due to the tariffs or due to the fact that American consumers simply don't have a lot of money anymore, or a combination of both, July mobile phone shipments from China fell 14% over the same time last year. That's a pretty serious drop, and obviously this is affecting all of the iPhones, rather all of these phones, whether it's Apple or Samsung or Google phone or whatever. If they're made in China, sales are slowing down. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, U.S. ambassador to Great Britain is arm-twisting Great Britain, saying back the U.S. on the Iran sanctions or face serious consequences for business. In other words, more sanctions on Great Britain. And so U.S. Ambassador Woody Johnson wrote an op-ed in the Sunday Telegraph asking the British government to use its considerable diplomatic power and influence to join the U.S. as a united front in its efforts to secure a genuinely comprehensive agreement on Iran ending its nuclear program. Well, Iran had ended its nuclear program, and we already know that the new Iran deal includes the long-range missiles, because that's what Israel wants. Iran is not going to give those up. They're not going to sit there without some kind of weapon of deterrence to avoid being invaded, because I'm sure they're paying attention to all this rhetoric here in Washington, D.C. about invade Iran, invade Iran, invade Iran. And they were hoping to avoid it. That was a big reason that they went along with this Iran nuclear deal. But they're not going to give up the long-range missiles. They need to have a deterrence, a deterrent. That's what this is really all about. The U.S. wants to strip Iran, as well as every other nation, of any possibility of deterrent to an eventual U.S. invasion. And looking at all the times the U.S. has promised, if you give up your weapons of deterrent, we won't invade, and then they invaded, Iran knows better than to go with that. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Me Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is what's going on in Chicago. They keep talking now. There was 30 shootings over the weekend this weekend, but they never say what's going on during the weekday from Monday to Thursday. So how many murders are going on in those days? And we're talking about Chicago here. What the insanity is that all the big cities, this is what happened in all the cities, but Chicago just happens to be off the charts. But I am from Chicago originally. I was raised there as a young boy, and it used to be a beautiful city. It's still a beautiful city, but unfortunately, Southside is like worse than the gangster areas with Al Capone. I mean, this is way worse than what's going on in the Roaring Twenties. You got these monsters over there running around. Trump needs to send in the National Guard, Michael. He absolutely needs to send in the National Guard, send a message to the rest of the country and these Antifa jerks that keep running around. They keep doing their nonsense, what they call the police of Washington. He needs to send the National Guard out instead. Well, let's get this straightened out here because, you know, and it's insanity. And another thing that's really bugging me, you know, Sam Rosa is taping Donald Trump in the White House. And what about this Chinese guy that was listening on Feinstein? What kind of tapes does this guy have for the Chinese government? But here in the meantime, you got the Sam Rosa. How is she getting to being able to go into White House with a secret recording, and they don't have any kind of detection to know that this woman's recording the President of the United States? Michael? you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you know something, Tom, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the day here because there's a technical issue that we need to iron on out. All right, getting on back to the economic news. Iran is basically making its oil and gas economically attractive, and they're promising steep discounts to countries that buy oil and gas from them, and mostly the countries in Asia who are already not inclined to go along with the U.S. sanctions. So, again, the world just has had enough of Washington, D.C.'s bullying and the sanctions. Germany's economic minister is calling on Europe to defy Trump's Iran sanctions. Minister Peter Altmaier lashed out at the Trump administration in response to Washington's ultimatum to cut all economic ties with Iran following the U.S. pullout of the 2015 brokered Iran nuclear deal. And Altmaier told the Bild newspaper on Saturday, Germany should be assertive and defiant in the face of American sanctions by actually investing more in Iran. He said, we don't let Washington dictate their will on trade relations with other nations. So the world is starting to pull away from the United States. And as I said, the non-victory in Syria is already having geopolitical repercussions. The United States is not seen as invincible any longer. And all these sanctions are doing is isolating the United States politically and economically here. Okay, and as you know, BRICS recently had a summit in Johannesburg. And basically, a key takeaway from that is BRICS strongly condemns unilateralism and protectionism, a not very subtle dig at the Trump administration. And they're declaration, the Johannesburg Declaration, is unmistakable. We recognize that the multilateral trading system is facing unprecedented challenges. We underscore the importance of an open world economy. Well, they're going to get it. There is no way that the United States is going to drag the entire world back to Bretton Woods, even though that is clearly the objective. Get the world back to being dependent on the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking, off of which the U.S. makes a profit. But the world doesn't want to do that, and we're seeing these parallel systems being set up to run right along the U.S.-dominated SWIFT. There's BRICS itself. There's the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. There's the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The world is learning how to get along without the United States of America. And it's because of these harsh economic policies of the United States, this attempt to drag the world back to hegemonic domination of the U.S. dollar. And the global economy is reorganizing itself into a whole new form that will have this dark hole in the middle where the U.S. dollar used to be. That's how this is going to end up. The U.S. cannot wage war against the entire planet. And the rest of the world knows it. Now, the U.S. still has its ace in the hole, the nuclear weapons, and the threat to use them. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Credit cards, some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here.
Did you know that
now, Russia is getting ready to dump more U.S. treasuries in a retaliation against the sanctions.
We're established to benefit the American people.
Okay, and there we are. They're going to dump more U.S. treasuries in retaliation against the sanctions. And the Russian finance minister is saying they may abandon the dollar in oil trade as it has become too risky. So already we're seeing the repercussions of this sanctions war. Okay, now apparently the U.S. and Turkey have now declared economic war, and the presidents of both countries rhetorically declaring economic war on each other, and of course over a single day, the Turkish lira lost 17% of its value. And early signs of panic have spread to world financial markets. It really is getting crazy out there. And Turkey is approaching the point of collapse. And Erdogan is blaming the currency decline on the USA. And he's absolutely right. Now, here in the United States, U.S. spending on interest hits an all-time high. more Americans are defaulting on their credit cards. We're in a debt trap. We're in a hopeless debt trap. And we were put in that trap a little more than 100 years ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve. And it was intentional, because the bankers used that awareness of debt to control people, governments, entire nations. Now, Elon Musk may be in a little bit of trouble. As you know, he rattled the markets early last week with an announcement that he was going to take Tesla private in a leveraged buyout that was going to cost a huge amount of money, and basically said that he already had funding from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's PIF and SoftBank are saying, no, they were approached, but they're not interested. And this puts Elon Musk in trouble because, well, his own investors have filed a lawsuit against him saying he's basically committed fraud, and he may be in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Turning to the world of immigration and refugees here. Over in Finland, police are looking for foreign-speaking suspects after the gang rape of a woman. And the left is already out there trying to blame the victim, because we're supposed to feel sorry for the refugees. It really is getting ridiculous and out of hand with all this stuff. All right, Congressman Biggs has introduced the Fund and Complete the Border Wall Act. Now, remember, Trump said he was going to get Mexico to pay for the wall, and Mexico is saying, no, we will not do that. But Biggs' act basically will force that issue. And what it does is it penalizes foreign aid to Mexico and other countries from which illegals are coming by $2,000 for every illegal alien that is apprehended. And the held back funds are redirected to the Border Wall Fund. One of the other aspects of this act is that all money transfers to receivers outside the United States from the illegals are charged an added fee that goes to the Border Wall Fund. So they're finally starting to get that thing done. Now, Friday night, there was an interesting incident up in Washington State. Richard Russell, a 29-year-old Horizon Air employee, basically hijacked an airplane, 76 plane, was completely empty at the time, was in a maintenance area of the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport in Washington, which locals refer to as SeaTac. And he then flew the aircraft on a 90-minute joyride before crashing it into a remote island. And experts are saying, how could this baggage handler hijack the empty aircraft? Well, it turns out the large commercial passenger jets don't have keys, which was a surprise to me, because when I took flying lessons, oh, all those many, many, many years ago, the small aircraft had keys. You had to put in the key and turn it on to get the aircraft up and running. But apparently the large aircraft are considered immune from that sort of thing. Well, they certainly learned a lesson on that one. Now, if they're all closed up, it takes a key to get in there. But if the hatches are already open, or if they're not locked, and you can get into the cockpit, and the cockpit doors have keys and locks on them because of the potential for hijacking. But apparently it was in the maintenance area, and he just walked into this area and grabbed the plane and took off. Now, in the transcripts of the communication with the tower, where they're trying to basically talk him into landing the airplane again, it turns out this guy flew a lot of flight simulators. And obviously, he knew enough about the aircraft to get this twin-engine turboprop off the ground and up in the air, gear up, and basically flew it rather adventurously, at one point doing a loop-the-loop. Now, it turns out this guy was feeling that he had been discriminated against for being white. And he had a very good education, couldn't get a job. He and his wife started a bakery, but that went out of business in the plunging consumer economy. And working as a baggage handler at the airport was the only job he could find. And so I guess he just snapped and he grabbed the airplane and he flew around until he was on the edge of running out of fuel. And then he augured into this sparsely populated island. Nobody else was hurt but him. And of course, he died instantly. Now, remember back when 9/11 happened and the head of the EPA stood there and lied to the first responders that the air around the ruins of the World Trade Towers was perfectly safe and they didn't need special breathing gear. And a lot of people, well, a lot of those first responders, most of them, came down with very serious permanent illness like mesothelioma from all the asbestos that was in that building. Well, somebody has done a study of where else that dust went and who else got sick. And it's now estimated that 10,000 New Yorkers basically got cancer from breathing that dust. In fact, the exact number they found was 9,795 first responders and other New Yorkers with cancers deemed 9/11 related. But we got the nation all riled up to go after Osama bin Laden. That makes it okay here. This one's a little upsetting. This is from campusreform.org. A recent survey found that many Americans are unable to name a single one of the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. And there are, of course, five freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. And 40% of the people surveyed were unable to list any of the five freedoms. 36% could list just one. So what are the schools teaching Americans these days? Because when I went to school, we had to memorize the Bill of Rights. Schools today are failing the younger generation. They're teaching conformity, obedience to authority, and not a whole heck of a lot or anything else. We know the government wants the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to go away. We're hearing more and more politicians saying, really, we shouldn't let this document from 240 years ago be controlling our lives today. This is usually coming from progressives. And they're actually saying that they don't want the Supreme Court to be slavishly devoted to the Constitution. Well, folks, that Constitution is the original contract with America. It's the rules under which we, the people, allow the government to manage our sovereignty. And they're not allowed to just throw it away. Because the authority of the government rests on that Constitution. If there's no more Constitution, then government is illegitimate. If they're not conforming to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it is illegitimate. Now, the other day we were talking about this piece that came on out in the corporate media chastising the state of New Hampshire for having too many white people. And it was very uncomfortable for Hispanics moving to the state because they couldn't find other Hispanics to talk to. And New Hampshire people, by and large, don't speak Spanish. Oh, woe was us, woe was us, woe was us. Well, now over at Wikipedia, they have declared Spokane, Washington as being too white. So they're really pushing this agenda to just blend all the ethnic groups together to destroy our cultural, regional, historical sense of identity. And people really don't like that. Over at the NFL, and I can't believe this is still an issue, apparently a lot of the NFL players are still kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. It's actually in the NFL rules. It was in the NFL rules before this even became an issue, that during the playing of the national anthem, you stand and face the flag and you stand at attention. But apparently these players are still kneeling. Trump is still very upset about it. So are the fans. And apparently NFL fans are starting to burn their merchandise in disgust over the anthem protests, which the sellers of the merchandise don't care. They got their money for it. But apparently a lot of upset NFL fans are boycotting their teams and burning their expensive memorabilia in response to this. Now, one of these fans, Robert Williams of Texas, burned over $1,000 worth of Steelers gear while slamming his favorite team. We stand for this country. We have morals in this country. Another one of the fans was out there saying, my great uncle's bones are lying at the bottom of Pearl Harbor. It's gone on way, way too long. All right, so we're going to finish up the show talking about what's going on with the deplatforming of InfoWars, Alex Jones, and the blacklisting of conservatives or independent thinkers is basically what it is. Vimeo has now joined Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and the other tech giants in banning InfoWars, Alex Jones, from its platform. Article coming out of The Guardian, basically saying the public execution of InfoWars is dangerous and counterproductive. And what is really alarming is how many Americans, mostly liberal, are out there saying this is a good thing. This is a good thing. We've got to shut down speech we don't agree with. Now, this is all about the First Amendment. And the First Amendment guarantees the right to freedom of speech, the right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. That is a founding part of what makes this country America. And it's very alarming how many liberals just want to throw that away, want to take the Bill of Rights and throw it in the shredder. Don't like the Second Amendment, we're going to get rid of it. Don't like the Fourth Amendment, get rid of it. Don't like the First Amendment, we're going to get rid of it. Now, ad platform Criteo has caved to mob outrage. They have also banned InfoWars. So we're going to have to get out there. We're going to have to support Alex Jones. And it's not because I agree with Alex Jones. In fact, we have one major area where we don't agree. But this is not about Alex Jones, and it's not about InfoWars. It's about freedom of speech. It's literally a fight for our freedom to put our opinions out there on a par with government propaganda and political speech coming from Democrats. That's what it's all about here. Now, there's some good news here. And apparently, the InfoWars app is trending. It has become one of the hottest apps in the country. People are just downloading it. They're installing it. They're going to get their InfoWars fix. And according to the Alexa rating site, InfoWars website traffic has just exploded. And as I mentioned on Friday, we're dealing with the banned in Boston effect. Oh, InfoWars was banned. Well, let's go on over there and see what all the fuss is about. Now, I think what InfoWars and any of these websites that are getting deplatformed need to do is have a banner on their site saying, if you like one of our articles, please post it yourself to Twitter and Facebook. Because Twitter and Facebook can't just start deleting posts and tweets by everybody. That people will quit using those platforms that much faster if they can't express what they want to express. Facebook is out there bragging that they can change any public opinion. This appeared in Zero Hedge. Well, Facebook is not supposed to be in the business of changing public opinion. They have definitely stepped outside their original business model. And And I don't understand why Trump isn't stepping into this. Trump knows that it was the independent media that got him past the corporate media propaganda and put him into that White House. And for him to turn his back on Alex Jones, who was one of his biggest supporters, most visible supporters, it's inexcusable. It's a betrayal. And I don't understand why Trump isn't doing something about it, because without the independent media, he's going to be toast in 2020. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today, we're talking about computers. And apparently, cyber criminals are using Facebook's Messenger to trick people into opening malicious links that harvest their personal data. This is a warning coming from the FBI. And apparently, the message tries to trick you into opening a malicious URL that harvests your personal data and login credentials for social networks. And although the original warning from the FBI highlighted Facebook Messenger as a particular platform of concern, this has since been amended because the scam is now being found on other rival platforms. Now, it's unclear how many people have been hit by the scam or how exactly cyber criminals are generating their revenue. Well, my guess is they're simply selling these credentials on the dark web. There's another report that's come on out. This is in the Daily Mail, and it concerns fax machines. Apparently, fax machines are, or at least this is the claim. I'm not sure I buy this one, but apparently experts are saying that somebody could fax a piece of paper with some white and black dots representing malicious code to your fax machine, and it would be uploaded to the fax machine's memory, at which point it would activate and go out across the net, the local net, and attack your computers. The reason I have a problem with this one is the aliasing issue. Fax machines, especially older ones, the type doesn't come through all that clear, and very often you can see the scan lines. The second issue is, how does data being held in the memory of a fax machine somehow get the signal to execute? So this is warning is coming from Checkpoint, which is a cybersecurity firm in Israel. And I don't know, maybe they're trying to get people to buy new fax machines or something. All righty. Apparently, the federal government is spying on federal staffers. Several federal agencies have purchased an advanced software application that allows administrators to see every single action, item, mouse click, and more performed on their employees' computers. And some say it's being implemented to end whistleblowing. Now, there is a witch hunt going on targeting anyone accused of leaking documents. And the U.S. federal government has been linked to a massive acquisition of spyware that allows the higher-ups to get a hold of essentially any communique and comment made by its employees on any electronic device. Well, I got to tell you, not that the U.S. federal government would ever offer me a job, but I would turn them down. And again, it's not because I'm doing anything wrong. I'm just a very private person. I don't like those data collection cards. I don't like my information getting on out there to the telemarketers who are all ignoring the do not call list here. Now, here's a warning sign here. A month before the election, Sweden's leftist government obtains the right to silence their critics on Facebook. And you can just bet that's going to show up here in the United States. All right, there's the music time for me to get on out of here and get on up to the Jim Goddard Show. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Use email, face-to-face. And this is a fight to get the truth out against the tsunami of corporate and government lies. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.